And on the topic of exoplanets, Andy Masters wrote in to ask if we could see the light from the night side of a transiting exoplanet, could we use that to look for evidence of life?
Well, as Andrew says, we certainly know of a lot of these planets now. I checked on the internet this morning and the tally seems to be 763 confirmed exoplanets as of this morning. And as Andrew says, Kepler has got about 2,000 more candidates where it just needs to see one or two more passes of those planets in front of their parent stars before they can be confirmed. But in all of these cases, we're only seeing the indirect influence of these planets on other objects around them. Either, as in the case of Kepler, the planet is passing in front of its parent star and causing a dip in the brightness of that star, or we're seeing the gravitational influence of that planet on its parent star. Now, what we would really love to be able to do would be to see the light actually from that planet, because then we could take a spectrum and we could find out the composition of those planets, we could find out whether they have atmospheres, and we could start to ask questions like how habitable they might be, whether they've got oxygen and water and the things we think you need for life. The problem with seeing the light from these planets is that their distances from their host stars is absolutely tiny compared to the distances of the host stars from us. So when we look at them on the sky, they're very close on the sky to stars which are very much brighter than the planets. So if you were to take a Hubble Space Telescope image of one of these systems, the star and the planet would be about one pixel apart in that image, but the star would be a billion times brighter. So it would be completely lost in the glare of its parent star. So I was trying to work out an analogy for this, and the best I could come up with, if you've got a lighthouse and you've got a candle which is 20 centimetres away from that lighthouse, and you look at that with the International Space Station, the candle is actually 100 times brighter than the planet would be that you were trying to make out next to that lighthouse. So people have worked out how you could try and see this light, and there have been two proposed missions, one by ESA and one by NASA, and you would need to fly about six telescopes similar in size to the Hubble Space Telescope in a constellation about 100 metres apart, and you would need to bring all of their light to a common focus to form an image. The problem with that is that it's incredibly expensive, and so both of those missions, Darwin and the Terrestrial Planet Finder, it was concluded in 2007, were basically too expensive to fly. Now, I hope at some point those missions will fly, because I think this will be a tremendous step forward towards knowing whether there are other habitable planets out there. But I think probably, to be honest, it's going to be 20 years at least before they would actually make it into space.
Andy suggests that we could be looking for specific signatures, like, for example, the light from sodium lights. So if there's lots and lots of roads and they use the same technology that we use, there would be a spike in the particular signature of sodium. Would that just be lost in the noise of the planet? Is it really that insignificant?
The problem is stars also have sodium in their atmospheres, and as I say, they're about a billion times brighter, so it would just be lost in the noise.